Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Welcome.
West Tigers have come from nothing.
The Sharks have come out to
Cowboys, Bulldogs are on fire. Roosters are giving them a training list. Here comes South.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy.
And it's a very good afternoon right across Australia. It's Triple M NRL, thanks to Ream and also thanks to Maccas. Cowboys 15, Doggies 8. New Zealand Warriors were beaten by Souths 31-10. Broncos 17, Eels 16. What a game that was in front of 33,000. Knights 38, Titans 4. Storm 36, Manly 6. Couple of games to get through today. To kick off the show today, we have James Hooper and Mark Spud. Carol, let's say good day to these guys. James Hooper, firstly, hope you had a good Father's Day so far, old mate.
Afternoon, Anthony. Yes, I have. And I tell you what, geez, isn't there plenty happening in the world of rugby league at the moment?
Yeah.
Injury carnage last night to a couple of key
man,
position players at big clubs. Tommy Turbo, we'll get across that. And, of course, Cameron Munster looked as though he's picked up a shoulder injury. Might have been carrying that for a few weeks now with the Melbourne Storm. And then that incident with the fan last night. And we've just had a statement from Todd Greenberg, which confirms that Lotto Land as a ground is going to have to be meet some new venue requirements in order to host an NRL final because of that flashpoint moment that we saw there last night. So there's plenty happening, Anthony.
Yeah, certainly was plenty happening yesterday in rugby league. Poor old Penrith, of course, went down again to the Roosters. The Roosters are going to be hard to stop, Spud. But in a word, what about Panthers this year? Are they? Has it been a good year? Has it been a failure? Where do you see the Panthers?
Firstly, happy Father's Day to you two blokes and also our listeners out there. It's a big day for families. But I just think Penrith, they've been a disappointment. They really have. I just think the opportunity, but the Roosters, I still haven't seen them play 100% yet, and it scares me to see what they can do. We've got 1 week to go, and then the competition starts again. It's a new competition, see where they end up in the top eight, and see what happens.
The thing with the Chooks, Spud, no Cooper Cronk, no Boyd Cordner last night, and they still don't miss a beat. Angus Crichton struggled to fit in initially in a new system after switching from your club, the Bunnies Maroon, to the Chooks, but I'll tell you what, he's found the right notes at the right time. Now he's flying.
That's the point, isn't it, with the Roosters, is you the day of the game, they'll say, Keary's not playing, Cronk's not playing, Corden's not playing. You just go, yeah, so what?
Yeah,
you know? Three blokes will jump in, they'll be good as ever.
It's a sign of a champion side that they can lose some of those key position people and still be able to find ways to win.
Yeah, Hoops, they're like Melbourne. Their production line is incredible. They just go to the cabinet and pull one out and put someone in there to do their spot. They're in such luxury to have be able to have players in to freshen their players up until the semi-final period, because no doubt these players have... Mate, there's a few blokes who are playing busted, playing with needles, strapping themselves up a little bit more. But as I said, as an ex-player, this is the time of year you want to be playing.
You must like this young bloke, the Avalon Bulldogs junior, Sam Verrills, too. Oh, geez, he was outstanding last night for the Chooks.
Yeah, he just goes hard. Just winds up, runs from the back fence, and what I love about these young kids is they just love their footy. You know, you look at these Trbojevic brothers. I went and seen poor Tommy after he did his hopefully it's not a pectoral, and just the sadness in his face because he wants to be out there. You know, he's watching the scoreline going up and up, and he's just going, man, I wish I was out there helping. So hopefully out there, you know, we get a better result today when they get the scan.
What did he say to you when you went and saw him in the sheds at Brookvale last night?
I've never done a pec. I just can't believe the amount of guys who do pecs these days. When we're coming through, I'm sure we're doing plenty of bench press and everything, but this always seems to be from the grabbing tackle, and it sounds like he grabbed. And I said, mate, was there a pop? A pop usually means there's something, a rip. And he said he didn't hear or feel a pop. So hopefully it might be, he reckons he just lost all strength out of that arm. You can see when he ran off, his arm was dangling down.
Yeah.
For Manly to go, deep into this competition, mate, we need Tommy out there.
Well, we'll talk more about Tom, his situation, where he's at. Manly fans, a lot of Manly to talk about today. Before we go to a break, have you got anything to add, Hoops?
Like I said, their ground's under review for the NRL final.
Yeah,
it's a big story, Maroon.
Great Father's Day. Did you guys get good presents, by the way? Did you get a good present?
Yeah, I got a couple of mugs that the kids had done a few little pictures on, so that was a nice touch from them. A couple of good cards that they'd done at school, so yeah.
Very good. You, Spud?
Nothing at the moment. I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Beautiful.
New place down in Newport, a place called Love It.
Oh, does he love it?
I love it. I love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely beautiful.
But I'll be paying for the full thing, so no Father's Day happiness for me.
Mm. What about you, Anthony?
Well, we haven't had our Chinese yet in the Rabbitohs one, so we'll be off to South Juniors tonight for a little bit of Sang Shui, bow, wow, wow, and then home for a kiss and a cuddle. Who knows? After all, it is Father's Day. We'll be back with more right after this as Triple M rocks the footy. Sunday Triple M NRL. Happy Father's Day, everybody. It is, of course, a big round of rugby league. Hoops is here. Mark Carroll is here. Maroon is here too. And Gordy Tallis will be not too far away. Before we get to that, NRL expansion is back on the agenda. I just want to read you a little bit of this. Cronulla, Manly and the Gold Coast are at risk of being axed from the NRL as the Nine Network pushes for a new Brisbane Rugby League team. Broadcast Director of Sport Tom Malone wants to axe one existing club to make way for a new club in the Queensland capital by 2023, with the final call to be made as early, what about this, as early as December this year. Now, the newspaper, the Sunday Telly reporting, of course, Sharks, Sea Eagles and the Titans are the sides most likely to face the chop. This is, of course, on the front page of the Sunday Telegraph today, and one of Australia's premier rugby league writers is behind that story. We're pleased to have him on the line to talk more about that. Mr. Phil Buzz Rothfield, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL Buzz.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Good to have you on board, mate, and good to have you on the show. I would have thought, looking at those three your name, Buzz, the most obvious one would seem the Gold Coast.
Well, look, you know, if it was my choice, and I've written this in my column for Monday, I think they're the standout choice. I think they're, you know, I don't think they bring much to the table. You know, they've got a poor team. You know, I get up to the Gold Coast a bit, probably three times a year. I can't recall seeing a kid walk down Surfers Paradise or Broad Beach wearing a Titans jersey.
Yes.
Their home crowds have halved since they came into the competition. I'm just looking, I'm running a graphic with all the crowds of all 16 clubs tomorrow. Their average attendance is now 12,000 over the last 5 years. Now, that's when they came in, they were up towards 20,000. So the market's dropping off.
Just talk us through how this story came about, Buzz. There's obviously been a lot of yarns in recent times about television ratings, etc. How did this story come about?
Well, the NRL have got a think tank at Penrith, a conference with their senior executive and the Independent Commission in October, and I rang to find out the issues would be on the agenda. And Todd Greenberg's had this working party all year looking at the future footprint or structure of the competition and, you know, the possibility of expansion. I think they're basically doing a feasibility study on all potential areas. I think they've almost ruled out Perth. So what this leaves is an obvious choice of a second Brisbane side. You look, Jimmy, at their crowds the last 5 years. They're averaging 31,792 per game.
Mm.
So my view is, why have them there once a fortnight? I'm not saying a new team would get that big, but that Suncorp Stadium needs a game of footy every weekend.
Yeah, but I think... Hey, Buzz, g'day, guys.
This is Gordon Tallis, live from the Brisbane studio. Yeah, go, Gordy.
Hey, Buzz, we're not going to fix the problem in Sydney because there's so many teams there. And Gold Coast is an hour away, and that's an area where the AFL have a side. If there was an AFL side in Cronulla or Wollongong, well, you'd know that you've got to match fire with fire, and there's got to be a rugby league side there. There's too many teams in Sydney, and we know that. Yeah, so one of those sides have to move. It can't be the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, Gordy, what I've actually written tomorrow is the nine Sydney clubs can't expect an automatic gold pass for survival over the next 50 years.
Yeah.
And you look at Manly, Lotto Land, you saw the security issues there last night. Their average crowd is 10,486. Now, that's A-grade football. That's not NRL elite rugby league.
Hold on. They've been super successful.
Yeah.
And they got a winning side.
The
and they're in the top
Sharks,
eight.
The Titans, Sharks, Dragons, Raiders are all 12,000. Now, St. George, right, they've had a crowd this year of 6,000 in Wollongong, another one of 8,000 in Cogra. Do they survive on the great brand they are alone? Or, I don't think, Gordy, the NRL has the courage at the moment to do what Channel 9 wants to do and chop a club. But 17 teams is great to have a bye, but I don't think we've got the players to go around 17.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And like, one thing you got to look at, and this is a question that I always ask, and you know, with Sharks fans or Titans fans or any fan, would you still like your team? And if the Sharks did say, or just say, if the Dragons moved up to Queensland, which would have a huge following up here, they would play in Sydney, you know, probably every third week. So you actually still get to watch them play. Go ask a North Sydney fan or a Newtown fan, would they love to see their team still in the competition?
Yeah, look, St George, as I said, are already getting crowds under 10,000. If they move out of Wollongong, if they move out of Cogra, that's only going to lower when they're in Sydney. I don't like that idea, Gordy. I think what the NRL has to do is just be a little bit more patient. Don't bow to Channel 9. What they have to do, they're giving each club 13 mil, okay?
Yep.
When clubs go broke, when the banks step in and stop the overdraft, like North Sydney, like Newtown, like Western Suburbs, that's when you say see you later. I think it's too harsh to kick them out. Just make a choice in the next 3 years just to get a second Brisbane team in.
Yeah, Buzz, Spud Carroll, mate, happy Father's Day. Mate, can you tell
me, you too, Spud.
Can you tell me why the timing of it a week out from the semis? How long has it been brewing for?
Oh, well, they've been doing... The Independent Commission put expansion on the table and said to Todd Greenberg and his executive team, we need to have the conversation. It's a difficult conversation because no one likes talking about the nine Sydney clubs being in danger, but we need to have it. There's a general thought in the game that there has to be a second team in Brisbane. You know, the Broncos turn over $55 million a year. Some NRL clubs are doing $27 million. You know, the Broncos have $15 million worth of sponsorships each year. Cronulla has $3 million worth. So you do need that market. There's 2.5 million people live in Brisbane and 4.5 million in Sydney shared by nine clubs. It just doesn't work out.
Yeah, it doesn't equal success. That's why one of the clubs in Sydney has to come up. And do you know what? Buzz, as hard as the decision is made, you know, you've got to take the passion out of there and just say, we're going to be here long-term. And the AFL did it smart. They got a side here called the Brisbane Lions. I think it was Fitzroy. There's a side in Sydney called the Swans, which might have been South Melbourne.
South Melbourne,
it worked.
Yeah.
Mate, you know what?
Oh, look,
you know what? And it worked.
But that's AFL. AFL.
Mate, it's
50,
just as tribal as us.
I agree with you, Buzz.
Mate, it's just as tribal as us.
So, Gordy, look, I know how passionate you are about the Titans, and I know you're
Mate, it's just rugby league, Buzz.
Good luck to you, but for me, I don't see what they bring to the competition.
Do you know, Buzz? Can I just agree with something you said? First up, and you don't need any facts or figures or technology to see this. I, like you, I spend a fair bit of time on the Gold Coast. I love the Gold Coast. I'm there probably once, twice a year, if not more. You don't even see a kid in a Gold Coast Titans jumper.
Look, unless you go to the football, you don't.
But you don't see a kid...
You know, Titans had a store, Gordy, out at Rabooni, you know, that lovely shopping centre. Yeah. I remember I went up there about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was a supporter store, and there was a Gold Coast Suns one next. That's closed down. There was no sales.
Mm.
You know, they're in a really... the membership's no good, Gordy.
Buzz, and it just happens if they win. Mate, it happens if they win. Mate, everybody loves a winner. Mate, St George is the most powerful club I've played at. Right, they've won a heap of competitions. They probably have the most supporters. Like, if you ticked every box, there'd be more St. George supporters around Australia than them and South. That doesn't mean that they got to stay in the competition.
There are a couple of exceptions, Gordy. The Knights, believe it or not, despite all the wooden spoons, despite not making the finals, do you realise they're the second best supported team in the competition outside the Broncos?
I do, because they love their rugby league.
Mm.
So there are exceptions to winning is everything to bring people to the football. You know the highest, you won't believe this, who do you reckon the highest drawing Sydney club is the last 5 years?
Parramatta?
No, the Bulldogs.
Yep, Bulldogs.
Wow. Mm.
But you know what, Parramatta are now averaging this year 21,000 in that new stadium.
Because it's a great stadium for people to go and watch it at.
Yeah, but look, I live in Cronulla, I love the Sharks, so I'm about to go down and watch Gal. You won't get me driving into Allianz Stadium to watch them.
Good on
Why
you.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Good answer. Phil Rothfield, always good. Go on, mate, sorry.
Yeah, the other thing is, Gordy, very quickly, and you know what? As much as Brookvale Oval's a poo heap, you know, it's a terrible place.
Yes.
Manly fans won't come over the bridge either.
No, because it costs $3.
Yeah. It's always good to catch up with you, mate. We'll read more about it on the telly, and we'll see you on Fox League.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There he is. Phil Buzz Rothfield joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL. He makes some good points, doesn't he, there? Yeah, Buzz, about the future of clubs and what clubs should stay. 133353, let's get your thoughts. Rugby league fans, if I'm a Manly fan, and I'm a Sharks fan, I'm saying, what is this nonsense? But if I'm a Titans fan, if there is a Titans fan out there, give us a call and tell us what you think. Well, I'm not doing anything, mate. Yesterday,
mate, you don't get it. Listen, yesterday they lost. Listen, don't be so narrow-minded, right?
Well, mate, there is
three teams in Queensland.
You've got a vested interest there, Gordon.
No. You don't get it. There is three teams in Queensland. Three.
Yes.
There's nine teams within 100 kilometres of each other.
Yeah.
Move one to the Central Coast and give those rugby league fans, and move one to Queensland.
Well,
you don't get it. Don't take one out when there's three teams here. Queensland's big enough to support three teams. They are on the bottom of the table, don't look like winning, and they're getting bigger crowds than the Dragons. So there you are.
Well, but Gordon, here's my argument to that, mate. Yesterday they lost their 10th straight game. Okay, they didn't look like they even showed up. I had to call the game, mate. I would have rather called Coogee Wombats versus Lapa, if I can be completely honest with you.
And that's why you're narrow-minded.
And that's why
you should be still working in the New South Wales Rugby League.
Move them to Brisbane, like Buzz said.
Well, why don't we turn it back to the New South Wales Rugby League and don't have it National Rugby League?
Mate, if the club's not successful, move them on.
You guys got kicked out of the comp.
And we marched the streets and came back and won the premiership, Gordon. So get that in here on Father's Day, old mate.
Well, 41 years. Do you know what? You give us 41 years and we will win.
If you guys...
We will win one within 41
what,
years.
If you guys win a premiership within 41 years, I will...
Oh, here we go. Another one of your...
Yeah, that's right. I will have a cage fight with you. How do you like that? I'll have a cage fight with you.
That is the best Father's Day present I could get.
133353. I don't know. I say if I got to pick those three, you blokes... Not that it does have to come down to those three, but if I've got to pick those three, I'd say the Gold Coast Titans have got to go. But
hold on, what about the Roosters? Maybe they're on top of the table, they're the most power. And they get 3,000 to a game, because that's how many Range Rovers they fit in the car park.
Mate, the Gold Coast... Anyway, the other thing is, Hoops, I'll get your professional opinion on this as a journalist. It also says here, the broadcaster's director of sport, the Nine director of sport, Tom Malone wants to axe one existing club to make way for a new club in the Queensland capital by 2023. Tom Malone wants the final call to be made as early as December this year. Tom Malone's a lovely man, don't get me wrong, but by geez, he seems to be holding a fair bit of power at the moment.
Well, the television rights is worth a lot of money, Anthony. It's a $2 billion deal. Channel 9 and Foxtel tip a hell of a lot of money into the game. And as a result, the broadcasters like to have a large voice at the table. And so I don't know what the perfect solution is here. I'm really a little bit perplexed by, we saw what happened when South Sydney were kicked out of the competition. As you touched on, fans marched the streets. And as a Balmain fan growing up, I know that it always sat uneasily with me when we were forced to merge with West. And I turned away from the game for, probably a couple of years when all of the Super League palaver was going on for a period of time as well. So there's no perfect solution. But I must say, you just loved any opportunity to put the slipper into the Gold Coast Titans.
No, but I'm just saying,
and try and wave a red rag at the Raging Bull.
But I'm just saying to the Raging Bull, the Gold Coast Titans, they're hardly the Balmain Tigers or the South Sydney Rabbitohs, are they? I mean, they're hardly...
But give them a chance to be. Neither were the Brisbane Broncos.
Give them a chance.
Neither were the North Queensland Cowboys. Now they've got a brand new stadium. Mate, they've won a competition and they've got all these wonderful kids wanting to play the game. You've got to grow the pie.
The Cowboys
pie can't get bigger in Sydney.
Yeah, it's a good
rugby
point,
league can't get bigger in Queensland.
Oh,
right, in
turn
Brisbane.
It up. Rugby
it
league
can't get
bigger
in Sydney.
Brisbane.
Mate, how can it get
bigger on the Gold Coast?
Well, yes, it can, because they got to win and they got to bring those kids that go to watch the AFL, mate, that come across and want to watch rugby league. As soon as they get successful, I do walk the streets, and Buzz made some valid points. Not a lot of people wear Titans gear, but they'll wear Raiders, West Tigers, Manly, North Sydney, so their rugby league fans are there. They just want to support a team that's successful. So we got to have a successful team. Otherwise, those guys get lost, and all of a sudden, there's no competitive sport on the Gold Coast, and they go watch the AFL. It's simple as that.
there, Gordy. I'm hoping the this new coach brings a lot to your side, mate. I think in the off season, mate, I reckon they should bash them. I really think they should groan them into the ground, train them hard, like the Melbourne Storm, and get some players up there who want to play for the jersey.
Brush
it does my head in, mate. I hear you talk about I love your passion, mate. I wish these players had an ounce, okay, and want to play for their mate. They're not the only side out there, but I just think they've been one of the biggest disappointments this year. There's an unbelievable stadium where they train. Have you seen their training facilities?
Yeah,
it's incredible, mate.
Mate, the Titans have made a lot of mistakes, right? Don't get me wrong. Building a franchise, they didn't have the luxury of the Broncos pulling, you know, I think their first ever side run out, you know, and there was six internationals in it. You don't have that luxury. So building the Titans, they did get a lot of offcuts. You know, they got a lot of players that were, you know, getting cut from other clubs. Clubs didn't want, and that's still been happening. So they had to set the foundations. The greatest thing is the Queensland under-18s and 20s or 16s and 18s that just played, 14 of those young kids have signed for the Titans.
All right.
So those young kids are choosing the Titans over the Broncos, Cowboys, Manly, Souths. So they're getting it right at the lower level now, and it might take some time. And they got a great stadium, and all they need to do is start winning. So we got a new coach. We just need some of those senior players to step up and be accountable. And there's a lot of clubs like that. But the Gold Coast, I do get embarrassed sometimes, you know, but they got to play with a bit more passion, and they got to want to win.
Yeah, good on you, Gordy. Well said. 133353. The phones have gone into, as they say on the AM stations,
meltdown.
They've gone into meltdown. The switchboard's jammed. They've just gone Burko the phone, so we'll take a break. 133353. We'll come back. We'll talk about rugby league expansion. Should there be a second team in Brisbane? Should be at a Sydney team that relocates? Should it be the Gold Coast Titans? Have you got another solution? Let's get on the phone and talk about that as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Welcome back. I hope you got a great Father's Day lined up and you all got some great presents. I got a couple of bits and pieces for something that I'm making at home, called a Rube Goldberg machine. You don't know what a Rube Goldberg machine is, do you? Do you, Spud?
A Goldberg?
A Rube Goldberg machine.
Is that for your traps?
No, it's nothing to do with your fitness, but I will tell you toward the end of the show what a Rube Goldberg machine is all about. But I'm making one.
Sounds like sexual.
No, it's nothing to do with sexual chocolate. Nothing to do with sex at all. 133353. We've got Gordy Tallis in our Brisbane studio. We've got Hoops. We've got Spud Carroll. We've got Maroon here. We're talking about rugby league expansion. The Titans, should they stay? Should they go? Should Manly move to Brisbane? Should Cronulla move to Brisbane? Why on earth should Cronulla move to Brisbane? I asked the question. 133353. Full board of calls here. Alex is in Cogra. Alex, go for your life.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, Buzz conveniently misses the fact that Cronulla need to move. He mentioned the sponsorship deals of only $3 million. They'll get more if they move to Brisbane. Demographically speaking, the AFL aren't going to put a site in the Sutherland Shire. St George control either side of the bridge. So why not just take them up there? They don't travel anyway. So get a new supporter base. There's enough in Queensland.
All right, well said. Thank you, Alex, from Cogra. He's a St George Illawarra Dragons supporter, probably. Frank's in Penrith. What did you want to say, mate?
Yeah, look, I disagree with having another team in Brisbane, and it's been proven when the Crushers were there. And if the other chap that mentioned before about the number of spectators and supporters the Broncos have, I think you'll only halve the number of spectators and supporters if you try and put another team. So it's all about bums on seat. And, you know, trying to reduce the number of teams, What's wrong with trying to increase the league by, you know, maybe putting a team out the Bathurst somewhere in the three area instead of putting one up in the Queensland?
Mm. Where are you suggesting, Frank?
Well, I'd go to Bathurst. I mean, look, you know, it's a great support for country football. It wouldn't take much to put a good facility up there. They've got a great ground there anyhow.
Yeah, maybe.
And team in the country and expand the league more than retracting it, because, you know, we've got teams playing each other, you know. It's an irregular schedule to the game anyhow. And we had teams playing 2 weeks ago, and now Manly's playing, I think, somebody else in another couple of weeks anyhow. Or that was yesterday, sorry, anyhow.
Good on you, Frank. Thank you for your thoughts there. Maybe we could move the Titans out to Bathurst. 133353. Let's go to
Maroon.
Earlwood.
I'm
yes.
over you.
We've got a problem there, do we? Okay, hang on. We've just got a problem there with Theo from Earlwood, who says we need to back the Titans, but we're just having some problems getting through to him there. We've still got Frank from Penrith on the line, so we might have to come back. I think we're just jammed up there. for
these,
a second.
These phone lines, Marie. Yeah, they are. They've lit up.
We've got the old-fashioned system. Like, you know when you see the old-fashioned system, like on a country practice where the Sheila's got to punch the cords into the different holes.
But Marie, I'm going to go a little bit further. I don't know. The price of tickets these days, I think it's far too expensive for a family to go. Like, we keep whinging about, oh, there's not much of a crowd there. Make it affordable for these families.
Yeah, well said. But
Theo's there now in Elwood. Theo, go for your life.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. Happy Father's Day to you all, first of all.
You too, mate. What did,
I'm 100% behind Gordy. There's no way I would ever believe in getting rid of the Titans based under these current circumstances. I think give the guys the same support that the Broncos and the Storm have been getting for years and years, and give the guys good administration, not the bag the guys that are currently there. All they need is to be run as professionally as the Storm obviously is getting run. And really, the NRL needs to be accountable as well here. If they don't put their support behind the Titans and really give the whole area a bit of a lift, that's never going to work for them. Let's be honest. It's a holiday destination. Let's make sure that the players don't go up there thinking that it's a holiday destination, that they're 100% behind playing for their club and for their jersey, and I'm fully supportive. I don't believe in relocating Cronulla or any of the other clubs. They need to have these local clubs here in Sydney, but 100% behind Gordy on keeping the Titans where they are.
Good on you, Theo. Thank you for your call. 133353. We're talking about rugby league expansion. Who should stay? And talk that the Nine Network won a second team in the Brisbane area, the Brisbane City area. So Sean from Manly's got an interesting thing to add here. Go for your life, Sean.
Hey, you going, boys. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Mate, I think being a Manly fan, I'd be happy to see Manly move to the Central Coast. I think there's a big enough crowd out there to get behind a team anyway. So it's time.
Do you reckon their fans would travel, though, Sean? Do you think that their fans...
Mate, they don't travel now.
They go to Brookvale, Gordy.
Oh, please.
Yeah, but they'll go
only when they're winning.
When we play at the Coast, we go up there. So
yeah.
But I think you get a bigger base up there, a big league up there.
So. Yeah, I just think it's a waste of a magnificent stadium up there at Gosford.
Yeah, 100%.
When it's you can get 16, 17, maybe 18,000 there, but it's actually pumping. But, you know, if you get a really fantastic side like Manly, there's no other better way than going, actually. Probably the best way I've ever been to a game, I went by jet ski up.
I was there that day.
I went up by jet ski to Gosford. It took me 30 minutes, quickly going by car. Left the ski there, went and watched the game and come back. It was probably the best thing I've ever done, but there's not enough games up there in Gosford.
Hang on, forget about the jet ski.
That's your business.
You want a premiership with the Seagulls. Yeah. Could you accept them moving and being relocated to the Central Coast?
I think stadium-wise, it'd be a magnificent stadium to go. I reckon they should maybe do half games at Lotto Land and half up there.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Sean. I think it would be a proven point that there's not enough corporate support for a team on the Central Coast. And the problem with that ground that everybody wraps, it's three-quarters of it is good, and one part of it backs onto the highway where nobody can sit. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, but that's the best thing about a goal kicker trying to do now.
Maroon, Central I'm not Coast putting Stadium. The slipper into everything. You know, you guys, you butter...
Maroon, mate, it's simple mathematics, right? There's 7 million people in Sydney. Oh, sorry, in New South Wales, and there's 9 teams. So if you move 2 out of there, move 1 to the Central Coast, right, which is 5.5 million people in Sydney. If you move 1 that way and you move 1 to Brisbane, they're going to be playing there every second weekend. That's what people don't get. Every second weekend, when you think that you're going to go watch them, you can still go watch them.
What about this one, Gordo? Mate of mine just sent me a text saying, mate, the game's earlier. How good is it to kick off at 5:30? You're home by 8 o'clock. These games, they kick off at 8:10. Like, seriously, you try and take a kid to a footy game, and he's got to maybe back up, go to school the next day. Exactly. Mate, you're 1,000 to 1.
Well, Spud,
I say make the season longer too. While we're at it.
Well, mate, there's flaws in my argument because Brisbane have the biggest crowds, but I get season tickets, and it's $45 for my teenagers to go watch. Mm. That's how much it costs per. So there's $90, and I get two. Like, lucky I get two free because I captain. But if not, I got to buy 4 tickets at $45 a head.
$50 a head. Mm. And to top it off, then you're going to get a pie and chips and a Coke, and they charge you $30 for that.
Mm.
Especially if it's the Titans, your boys want a jersey every year, or a beanie, or a hat. You know.
Good on you, Gordon. Thank you very much. Nathan's in Kings Langley. What would you like to say, Nathan?
Hey, boys, I reckon they should bring in a relegation system like the EPL.
Right.
So you get North Sydney Bears and the Jets back, but then you can also do Ipswich. So almost do Canterbury Cup and the Intrust together and then have relegation zones.
Okay, thanks, Nathan. Good thoughts. Final time this afternoon for the board there. We've got George's Hall, Wallace. What would you like to say, Wallace?
Well, mate, happy Father's Day to you all.
And you.
Thanks, Wallace.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to say that, look, I wouldn't like to see any team go. How long did it take Cronulla to win a premiership? They came in 67. It wasn't until a couple of years ago they won a premiership. The Titans' time will come. If anything, expand the competition and make it value for money. Value for money, you know what I mean? We should start playing our New South Wales Cup again, put them back in reserve grade and whatever, and put them back as a highlight to the game. So you get value for money. You go and you watch a couple of games, not just one game, you know?
Yeah, Wallace, we
focus too much on the NRL, mate.
Yeah, Wallace.
Yeah, well said, Wallace.
Mate, I love your passion, right? But, mate, I've been lucky enough to call the games for Fox on New South Wales Cup this year, seeing the up-and-comers coming through. Mate, we haven't got enough talent. We really haven't got enough talent to expand into another sides. Well, I'd like to drop two and make them even better.
Let me say this. How many teams are there in the AFL? And they've got reserve grade teams too. And they've got 20-odd players on the paddock in each team. So I just don't believe that. If we put the money and the resources in, you'll get players to come up and play rugby league.
Yeah, but, mate, if you go to a New South Wales Cup game, right, the quality, mate, it is reserve grade right there. And you see what the cream rises to the top. Only the good ones rise.
But it's probably like that when we were playing, but we didn't notice because we were involved. And the reserve grade, some of our reserve grade games were probably pretty ordinary to watch.
All right, good on you, Wallace. Thank you for your call, mate. All those passionate callers, we thank you to all of you. 133353, call us anytime you like. With Hoops, with Mark Carroll, with Gordy Tallis and Maroon. Good talk, that good chat, that expansion. We'll watch this space and see what happens over the...
Why don't South move?
Mate, well, why would Souths
move? To China.
Why would Souths move?
Move them to China.
Why would Souths move? They've got like one of the biggest memberships in the rugby league. They've won 21 premierships.
No, they haven't.
Mate, don't compare Souths to the Gold Coast Titans, all right?
I'm comparing them to the Brisbane Broncos.
Mate, you are being offensive. I play for. That's being offensive. Comparing Souths to the Titans is nothing short of being offensive. And a happy Father's Day. Did you get any good prezzies, Gordy?
Yeah, I got something for the bedroom.
Oh, what is it?
Same as
sheets.
Oh, good.
Sheets.
Beautiful.
Mate, get your mind out of the gutter.
You don't tell us your one. He's always in the gutter.
No, I'm making something at home.
Actually, you should see the jersey he's wearing, Gordy. You should be wearing this in the gutter.
it's jersey day.
No, that was Friday.
Yeah, but it's... Well, I wasn't on air on Friday. I don't have the luxury of being on air
every day. Oh, you're not our number one caller.
No, exactly right. I'm not even the number two caller. So when the work's on, I just make sure I'm here. Gordon. Gordon, 1-0 Gordy, but I'll get you back. 1-0 Gordy, Hoops, and so to Spud Carroll, our special guest today, and Maroon will take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about the Manly Storm game as Triple M rocks the footy.
Kareem Hot Water. Get your boots out! Triple M footy.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day, everybody. It's Sunday Triple M NRL right across the Triple M network. Well, we had some interesting results so far this week. This game last night, I didn't expect it to blow out to Storm 36 over Manly 6. Lots and lots of dramas coming out of that game. 14,500 people at Brookie Oval to watch that game. Hoops, how'd you see that one, mate?
Well, our biggest talking point was obviously Tommy Turbo and then this incident with the fan, Maroon.
Yep.
So, look, the good news for the Melbourne Storm and Will Chambers is that he hasn't been charged by the Match Review Committee.
Let's talk through that for anyone who missed that. Can we just get a little bit more of an insight as to what happened with the fan?
Well, we can only go on the vision that we've got available at the moment, Anthony, which is reasonably inconclusive. But basically, the bloke had obviously, had a couple of cold drinks, and he's come down to the players' tunnel, the race, where normally when the players run out, and Spud would know this because he's run out there 1,000 times, they've got like a cage that goes over the top, which means that fans can't actually get anywhere near the players in terms of touching them or whatever, but that wasn't in place at that time because the game was going on. So that's in place when they run out, and that's in place at half time.
Yeah.
It wasn't there, so that meant that the fan was able to get there and hurl some sort of abuse at Will Chambers. He obviously took offence to it. The Melbourne Storm have since been really front foot and called for the bloke to be banned for life. I don't think there's been any police charges at this stage because I'm not sure that they can establish that an assault or a punch was actually thrown. But
I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
You know, like I watched the game last night, and when you watch it on replay and it's all over social media, it looked like that he just had his phone and maybe said something. I didn't see a punch thrown, and if it did, there was a phone out there that was further than any hand, and it would never have hit Will Chambers anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to hear from Will and the guy, but I didn't think that the punch would have went anywhere near him if the bloke did throw a punch.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Gordy. I'd just seen the vision as well. I just think the guy, I don't know who he was trying to, he was giving him a bit of a verbal, but they're paying, they pay money to go and do that.
Yeah,
as a player, you're going to
just
cop
long
a
as
few.
They don't get racist and all that kind
exactly
of stuff.
Exactly right, but he said something, stirred him up, and I don't know if he was trying to get a photo or a selfie, I don't know.
All right, well, but the more important issue out of the game, obviously, apart from the score he hoops, is the injury to Tommy Turbo.
Well, that's certainly the big one. And by all reports at this early stage, it doesn't look great, Maroon. They're thinking that Tommy Turbo's probably torn his pec, which is going to mean that obviously he will be missing for the remainder of the season and possibly some games to begin next year as well. And it's just a cruel blow for the Seagulls because there's no doubt Desi Hasler's done a magnificent job with this Manly side, having them in and around a top four finish. But as a result of that loss last night, and congratulations to the Melbourne Storm because they wrapped up another minor premiership with that victory, it does mean that Manly, you'd have to say, Spud, it's going to be very hard for them without Tommy Turbo for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it certainly is, Hoops. I just think, but Gordy, what about, mate, when we were coming through, mate, no one did pectoral muscles the way they're doing them these days. We used to do plenty of bench press and dips and chin-ups and all that stuff.
Have you seen my chest? It's a treasure chest.
Well, it's bigger I guarantee it's bigger than Maroon's.
But, oh, yeah, mate,
but the thing is, mostly
his chest is like my coffee, flat and white.
He's ready for the cage, mate. But the thing is, I actually went in to see Tommy to make sure he was okay, and he was all iced up, and I said, he just grabbed out, and that's how they do it, mate. It's just a grab and pull motion.
Well, I think the amount of weight that they do now and the wrestle, that they probably fatigue their muscles, you know, through the week, you know, doing all the catching and grabbing and holding up, Spud, where we didn't do that much in our day.
No.
It was, you know, basically you didn't wrestle. You just tackled with your shoulder and put them to the ground and got off as quick as you could to get the marker. So I think it's all that wrestling just must fatigue it a little bit. And, gee whiz, I feel sorry for him because, mate, he was having a fantastic year and it's fair to say, well, that's Manly's chance is gone now. I don't think they had a chance last night anyway because they come up against Melbourne Storm and it was raining in Sydney, but it was storming at Brookvale. They were absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, they're incredible to watch live. To see how they warm up. You always hear about these players talking about how hard they train. Mate, you should see their warm-up. They're 110% even in the warm-up, 30 minutes. Yes. But they were clinical last night. I heard Cameron Smith at the end of the game, mate. He doesn't even pant. He doesn't even sweat. He's like the Iceman of Tennis Dogovic. He's unbelievable. He doesn't sweat. He's the most amazing player to watch live. And in my lifetime, I'm glad to say I've done that. But I heard he got interviewed and he said that's probably the most complete they've played since Origin, which is quite scary.
All right, boys. So just looking at the ladder right now, and it's a live ladder, of course. Storm, though, as we said, have wrapped up the minor premiership on 40 points. Roosters on 36. Rabbitohs on 32. Well, all those three have played. Raiders played today. Manly on 30 are now in fifth position after that loss. Are we all prepared to say, Gordy's obviously said he thinks without Tommy Turbo, there's no chance, Manly. What about you, Spud?
Everyone's a chance in the State of Origin. In semi-final periods. It's a new competition to see where they're going to end up. Looks like Manly will probably get fifth. They'll get a home semi-final, which would be great for the club. But as I said, he's a massive piece of the jigsaw puzzle. He's an incredible player. He can light up the field. He does tricks Houdini can't do. He's just amazing.
Yeah, and Manly Para next week. That looks like a very, very juicy encounter. What about you, Hoops? Can Manly win it without Tommy T?
Be a hell of a blockbuster, won't it, that Bank West match between the Seagulls and the Eels, the old arch-rivals. Look, the issue for the Seagulls is going to be their depth, Maroon. So with Tommy Turbo, I think Manly were a sneaky chance of going all the way, but without him, I just don't think they're going to be able to compete with the absolute best of the best teams in the big games.
You couldn't write them off, though, Hoops, under any circumstances, because at the start of the year, everybody said Manly, with their top squad, are okay, but they have no depth. And going through the first half of the competition, they had as many nasty injuries as any team, yet they're still competed. I mean, you just can't write off a Des Hasler team.
Well, plenty of people predicted them for the wooden spoon, Anthony. I think, actually, somebody sent me something this week. I think you might have even had Manly winning the wooden spoon at the Triple M launch.
Well, I don't recall that.
No, well, you did. So do you want me to get the video?
Well, no matter if I'm not going to go on the back of you saying it, but if you...
I'll get the video out and we'll clip it up in the ads.
I think you're making stuff up.
I'm not making... No, mate, there's only one bloke who makes stuff up here.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the host.
And it is you. So, okay, what we might do is take a little bit of a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more rugby league. There's plenty to get through. The Roosters got home over the Panthers. And then we've got some special guests coming on too. I Call BS coming up. MG spoke to Paul Gallen. His last game, of course, coming up at PointsBet Stadium as well. Oh, what a day it is. It's live. It's right here. It's Sunday Triple M NRL. Yes, this is Sunday Triple M NRL Father's Day edition. Welcome to you wherever you might be listening. Maybe you're just about to fire up the barbie for Father's Day. All our scoreboard today is thanks to Tyre Power. Tyre Power, you receive a $100 gift card when you buy four selected BF Goodrich tyres, and they will bring us the scores from these remaining matches today. But so far, Cowboys 15, Dogs 8. South 31, Warriors 10, Broncos 17, Eels 16, good game that was. Knights 38, Titans 4, Storm 36, Manly 6. We've got Gordon Tallis in our Brisbane studio. We've got James Hooper, Mark Carroll, and joining us fresh in from the airport is from the Australian newspaper, Brent Reed.
Hello,
you've
gents.
Been down in Bendigo.
Yeah, I was down there for the Jeff Horn fight.
What do they call that, the Battle of Bendigo or something?
Yeah, Battle of Bendigo, that's right, yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud here. It's not my business.
Yeah.
Lord knows it's not hard to get a day off in this joint, but Paul Kent was there, and Paul Kent couldn't make it back for this show. Here you are.
I didn't see Kenny there, actually.
Oh, well,
apparently he was there, but I didn't see him. No,
he was on air. He was on main event.
Don't go put the slipper into him, right? You had to go at Gordon because he's 1,000 kilometres away.
Yeah, that's
now
right.
Kenty's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
But all of a sudden you're 6 foot six and 120 kilos.
That's exactly
see,
right.
He and wasn't the deal even is, there because Maroon gets paid per show. He's that tired. He won't miss one.
Mate, you're not.
Some of us are on contract.
You're so true. I was crook as Rookwood this morning, but I said I'm not missing an urn. I'm not missing out on that $83.50 for nothing.
Hey, talk us through the fight, Rudy. What happened?
Well, he just look. I mean, he was from the. He got dropped in the second round, Jeff Horn, and he just got tagged all night, and he never looked like winning the fight. He rattled Zarafa in the third, caught him with a left hand, but apart from that, he just looked like he was outgunned all night.
It the weight? Was it the weight?
He'd gone up in weight, hadn't he?
Well, it's interesting, Gordy, because you know during the week he told us he basically had pizza for dinner, and we were at dinner with him one night. He's drinking Coke and having a steak, and I think he said he had a foot long Subway sandwich after the weigh-in the day before the fight, and it's just. And afterwards, his trainer basically suggested he didn't put in. He didn't have a red hot go at it. He lost a bit of hunger. And he looked that way. He didn't look like the hungry Jeff Horn we saw against Manny Pacquiao. I think that might be it for him, to be honest. I'd be surprised if he fights again, yeah.
Wow. He looked for lethargic. He just didn't seem self. To me, he never looks fit.
No.
He's always, he's never got any abs. He looks like my belly. But he's just one of those guys who's a fairly, he's a bloody good fighter. But on his day, but if you go in there complacent, it doesn't matter who you're fighting, you're always due to get beaten.
Well, it's a sport where you've got to want it, right? If you don't want it bad enough, you're not going to win. And the distress on his wife's face last night and his father, you know, his brother was in the corner, threw in the towel. And I think they're a bit, you know, there's some people who had a shot at his trainer because he didn't throw the towel in.
Glenn Rushton, I agree with that.
That his brother had to do it. So, you know, they've got some issues to work out, I think, the next couple of weeks and decide what they want to do. He's back to square one now.
What do we know about the bloke that he fought?
Zarafa.
Yeah.
He's a good fighter. Mm. He's fought some good fighters, and, you know, that's a massive win for him. Massive win.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. It just shocks me to hear that he might, you say that might be it for him.
It wouldn't surprise me, Maroon. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems to me as though he's lost.
Well, he hasn't been able to get fights in America again, has he? So he went over there and fought Crawford. And then he hasn't been able to attract the big American guys at that weight, even though beating Manny Pacquiao, you would think that your name might be up in lights over there, but he just couldn't get those big American fights.
Well, it's a really expensive loss for him because he had a fight lined up against a Japanese guy, Ryota Murata, and he would have got seven figures for that.
Wow.
But that's not happening. He's got a rematch clause against Zarafa, that he can they could have a rematch later this year, but I'm not sure if that's in Jeff's best interest.
But really, I think he even just said that. I think he's worried about his next fight. You just see it. He thought, oh, I'm just going to cruise through this bloke. But what it proved is, you know, he hasn't got much of a chin. He copped a couple of big ones, and it certainly dropped him.
I'll tell you, it's, the funny thing is, Spud, that he obviously moved up two weight divisions. And I think he thought that, I think they underestimated how difficult that is. You know, to go up two weight, he went from welterweight to middleweight. You know, you're fighting bigger guys. Jeff's normally used to bullying blokes around. He did against Manny Pacquiao, but he couldn't bully this guy last night. Because this guy was a natural middleweight.
Yeah, it's easier. Well, look, it's easy enough to put weight on, but to come down in weight, like, it just shows you how good Mundine was. Yeah. Keep coming down on weight. Quite incredible.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll leave that right there. But congratulations to last night's winner, and thanks for getting back for the show today.
Pleasure. Yeah.
The great
don't,
man.
Don't dig at our friend Paul, okay?
I'm not digging
it. It's Father's Day, Maroon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, just because your family don't like you.
Yeah, right? That's
some
true.
Of us have to spend time with our kids.
Yes, you don't know how true that is, but.
Your kids are having the best Father's Day ever.
I know that.
You're not there.
Mate, you don't know how true that is. There's a civil war going on in Little Bay at the moment. I'm at the
is
centre
it?
Of it. Oh, massive. There's a massive civil war going on.
What sparked
The dogs.
Well, you know, when things are, they're just smouldering away, and then one day they're just going to explode, you know, so it's just sort of boom.
You've been giving too much time to the dog again.
Me and the dog are on one level, and Miss Portugal's on the other level at the moment, but I'm going to try and bring it all back together.
What's the dog called again? Picasso?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
The world famous Da Vinci. Happy Father's Day, everybody. You haven't had your presents yet?
Yeah, no, I quickly went home from the airport for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's lovely of you.
And I got
a
nice Garmin, actually. So now I've got to start doing some exercise.
A Garmin.
I think that's a hint. Is that a hint for
my
wife?
Yeah, that is a hint. Don't ever buy your wife a pair of shoes.
All right, Hoops.
Running shoes.
And Spud and Gordy Tallis and Brent Reed and Maroon.
Activewear. Don't buy them activewear.
We've got a little segment. It's already getting worldwide focus. It's called the Maroon 5 or just Maroon 5. We're going to do that next. We're going to do, is it a two-horse race again in the rugby league? Oh, I tell you what, it's a big old bag of mixed lollies here on Father's Day as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.